is what it means to live whole.
You know, I've got all kind of friends who's going to be celebrating a birthday today, July 28th. Let's get to the list and say happy birthday to them right now. Patrick Johnson leads us off. He's celebrating his 41st birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Happy 59 years, Miss Jacqueline Allen. Good morning to you. Miss Barbara Ann Melbourne is celebrating her 60th birthday. What a blessing. Happy birthday to you. Happy 46th birthday, Maisha Piper. Good morning to you. Brother Eric Winfield, yo noob, he's celebrating his 54th birthday today. Good morning to you. Happy 44th birthday, Miss Anquinette Jefferson. My good friend, Miss Gloria Colbert, celebrates her 60th birthday. What a blessing that is. Happy birthday to you. Happy 50th to Miss Deborah Thompson. Good morning. Miss Angie Rochelle celebrates her birthday today. So does Miss Lois Ellsworth, celebrating her 57th birthday. Miss Tanya Jones Hawkins made the birthday list today, and so did Mr. Carrie Talley. Happy birthday to all of the birthday people. And if we didn't call your name and we didn't know about it, then please forgive us. Let us know next time in plenty of time, and we'll include you on the birthday list. So, for all of our birthday people, we want you to always live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Of course, if you happen to see any of the birthday people around town, if you think it's safe to do, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. So, what does it mean to be a Christian, to be Christ-like? I believe that Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says it best. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. I'm going to read that from the Easy Read Bible. It says this: But God's Spirit causes us to live in a different way. We love other people. We are happy and we have peace in our minds. We are patient, good, and kind. People can trust us to do what's right. We respect other people and we rule ourselves properly. God's Spirit helps us to live in that way. There is no law that says that these things are wrong. And I love that. And I hope that you can internalize that as well as a Christian and help others to understand that being a Christian doesn't mean you're giving up your life. It doesn't mean giving up anything. What it means is that you gain eternity and you gain joy and happiness and peace with the eternal Father. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the Wade Hampton Show. It's been such a pleasure and such an honor for me to be here with you and for you to listen. I'm hoping to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Go ahead, lock the radio right where it is. We've got so much more for you today. Remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 81.1.
And I want you to look at somebody, as a matter of fact, grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is changing my mind. Put your hands all over the room and say,
this won't be my strength no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be.
This won't be my strength no more.
I need just enough just to give, but I won't be you.
This won't be my strength no more.
God came in to pull you where you belong. Oh, yes, he did.
This won't be my strength no more.
God came to break you out of some stuff tonight. Oh, yes, he did.
This won't be my strength no more.
You out of your own mouth to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my soul. Open your mouth. Sound like you. You want me to say? You want me to say? He's turning that thing around. He's turning it. Somebody open your mouth. Lift your hands and say, this won't be mine. One more time, like you mean it. This won't be. Now you want to open your mouth and bless them like you believe that it's not going to change your story, but it's already changed. I need somebody to open up.
I want to invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp, right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving, and I'll enter his courts giving praise. And for all of the wonderful blessings, I will forever praise your name. I gotta praise tonight.
So we lift up our voice, giving praise to the Lord. And we come to praise. Lift up his name. And I will. We come to praise. Lift up his name. And we lift up his name. Oh, and I will. We come to praise. It's nice. The sunshine in my life. Oh.